Studio 360.
We've been told we're not ready, or that we shouldn't try, or that we can't. Generations of Americans have responded with a simple creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Where were you 8 years ago today? I had just arrived in Los Angeles for a semester teaching college and had just started to write my third novel. In a lot of ways, life wasn't all that different. But looking back now, that time does have kind of a glow. Barack Obama was about to become the first black president of the United States, a piece of the American dream fulfilled way before anybody thought that would happen. In L.A., like in Brooklyn, where I live most of the time, people were feeling sort of giddy. Things seemed possible.
The Shepherd Fairey poster that said hope on it kind of said it all for people of my demographic. I mean, it was a radical shift. It was so exciting. I mean, he was young. He was, you know, such a beautiful speaker. And it just seemed like a big radical shift from the 8 years of Republican squalor that we had had before it.
At the time, the opinionated Central Wilson was writing about fashion for the New York Times.
So, I mean, people were very optimistic and also very afraid for him. I remember being really terrified for Obama because it seemed like 8 years ago, there was a lot of sort of racism coming up from the Tea Party, and people were attending town hall meetings with assault rifles just to show that they could. And it was a very tense time, I mean, because we kind of felt like he was our Kennedy. He was our generation's Kennedy, and we were terrified that somebody was going to hurt him.
Back in 2009, we asked you and some other people to leave voicemails for then-President-elect Barack Obama. And I want to play you a bit of yours.
Okay.
Next message.
Hi, President-elect Obama. This is Cintra Wilson, critical shopper for the New York Times. I just want to say you are such a stylish man, and I love you almost completely unconditionally. I have a couple of favors to ask. I know you are busy, but if you could see your way around to renouncing the theory of the unitary executive and making the executive office accountable to American law again, that would be so awesome. Just throw away all of the outgoing president's signing statements and all those skeevy presidential and security directives, like with a set of fire tongs, because they left so many cooties all over the Constitution. Oh, and it might be a nice bipartisan gesture to rebuild the Nixon bowling alley. I am just saying. Do you feel me? I know you do, because you're my president. All right, baby. Have a rockin' good inauguration, Mr. Smokin' Hot Presidentialityness. Mwah! Bye.
Now, interesting, 8 years later. How does that strike you?
Very optimistic, I'd have to say. I mean, I had been looking with a real forensic microscope at, like, why is politics messed up? I mean, what are the things that people like me aren't really realizing? What's the boring but important stuff that's really going down? And I drove myself really batty behind that for a while, just because the concentration of executive powers under the Bush administration was so heinous and so extreme that I thought, well, okay, maybe Obama isn't going to abuse it, but it's imminently abusable if we ever get a complete freak into the presidency. And that's, you know, it's got to be somewhere down the line. It just happened a lot sooner than I thought it would.
Well, ironically, of course, the thing during the Obama administration, as one could argue and as I think, he had such an uncooperative, let us say, Republican Congress that he, in fact, did a lot of things by executive fiat. I mean, so it's so interesting. It was amazing to me to hear this pull up from the archives, this thing you said 8 years ago about – you know, things being done by executive action. Well, you know, my gosh, our man Obama certainly did that. We just liked the things he did.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, here's the caveat, though. The thing that I feel like, you know, the elephant under the carpet, as it were. I do not believe that Obama, given like a different house in Congress, would have needed those potentially abusable powers, but he was facing such dire opposition his entire presidency that, I mean, it was just, you know, swimming upstream the whole time.
Right.
Now, of course, we're going to have somebody who gets to, you know, floor the gas and let go of the steering wheel at the same time.
So, in addition, listeners who are just tuning in will think, oh, she's a political pundit. That's all she is. But, of course, you are more than that. You are a one of my favorite fashion and style experts of all time. I mean, to me, they are – I mean, I was a child, little toddler when Kennedy was president. But the Obamas are the most – certainly the most stylish presidential couple since then. And as you have watched them, as I'm sure you have these last 8 years, and like how they move and what they how they dress and all that, what do their clothes say about them?
I believe that they were sending a very international message. It was one of relaxed authority, sophistication, like familiarity with European style and customs. They can sit in any castle or parliament or any political institution in the world and look like themselves, you know, with their signature elegance and their hipness and their open-mindedness. And I just think that they were so effective in terms of like being ambassadors of what is best, you know, not just in America, but in mankind.
Right. Rootless cosmopolites. Yes, no, I agree with you. And they were, and even in as dressed formally, there was a kind of a lack of stiffness in that kind of helmet hair play acting stuff that passes for you know, formal, for sort of head of state formality so often.
Yeah, if you think about like the stiffness and the falsehoods and the, you know, the rigidity, which I think is also a psychological rigidity. I mean, we get back to psychology in clothing, and I think that you see, like, you know, the Obamas look like they have oxygen. You know, they look like they have space. They look like they understand themselves
and
absolutely comfortable in their skin, and they also feel psychologically comfortable. You know, they are just. I mean, I can't stop gushing about the Obamas. I've just been in love with them since day one. I mean, I knew I loved Michelle Obama forever when on her inauguration night she wore this original Narciso Rodriguez, which was actually a dress she got really panned for in the media. But it looked sort of like a bloody French maid costume, which I thought was really ironic. Like, look, we're coming in to clean up the country now. I mean, I don't know if she intended that joke or not, but I thought it was really sophisticated. And I watched her ever since and just, you know, in awe.
Michelle Obama, in addition to the Narciso Rodriguez thing, and Isabel Toledo, beautiful dress she wore. Did she do right? I mean, did she choose the right designers to wear and thereby make, you know, some correct message that we should be happy about?
Oh, correct. I don't know if it was. What I really admired the most about Michelle Obama's fashion choices is the fact that it wasn't always considered correct. You know, people would kind of occasionally go into a great kerfuffle over, you know, the fact that her beautiful arms were showing or, you know, I mean, she seemed so threateningly radical to people who wanted everybody to dress like Lady Bird Johnson. And Obama has, I mean, that man can wear a suit like nobody's business. He always just looks like the extra, you know, the other member of the Rat Pack who is just, you know, as cool as Sinatra.
I want to play for you a bit of an interview that Barack Obama did with Meredith Vieira after he was called out famously for wearing dad jeans.
Oh, boy.
You are married to one of the most fashionable women in the world. Yes. Do you want to defend the pants?
No. Here's my attitude. Michelle, she looks fabulous. I'm a little frumpy. You know, basically, up until a few years ago, I only had four suits. She used to tease me because they'd get really shiny. I hate to shop. Those jeans are comfortable. And for those of you who, you know, want your president to, you know, look great in his tight jeans, I'm sorry, I'm not the guy.
So no low riders for your
Sorry. That's, yeah, it doesn't. It just doesn't fit me. I'm not 20.
I mean, the fact that he addressed it in this, you know, honest way, he is not a frumpy fella.
Oh, heavens, no. I mean, I think he had his tongue in his cheek there. I mean, dad jeans are pretty much the only thing a Republican can respectably wear in Washington, D.C. Anything else, you're just, you know, you're going to look a little too Italian.
Or frankly, somebody over 40 or 50. I mean, really? I mean, you know, quote unquote dad jeans. I mean, what is somebody 50 supposed to wear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has to deal with the military all the time. It's not like he can go around in some kind of like Seven for All Mankind, rhinestone pocketed Ed Hardy, you know, bootleg.
Okay. So Donald Trump, we're moments away from him being president. What about, I mean, just trying to be objective, what about his fashion sense? What do you make of it?
All of the Republicans adopted this style code that I like to call contemporary fascist chic. I mean, where you have the sort of charcoal gray, slightly baggy, not too clean cut like Obama's suits, sort of boxy, charcoal gray with a bright red silk tie. And a white shirt.
But, okay, the baseball hat. Now, the baseball hat was an interesting choice because I thought, oh, he's got this weird hair thing going on. It's just an easy way to be out campaigning and not have the hair blow in all kinds of crazy directions. But it also seemed to have a, like, oh, I'm a working man guy like you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's got the common touch.
Yeah. Cintra, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It is always edifying and lovely to speak with you. Thank you.
Cintra Wilson's most recent book is called Fear and Clothing: Unbuckling American Style.